Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Many months ago, I promised the American people that I would withdraw from the race if I became a spoiler. A spoiler is someone who will alter the outcome of the election but has no chance of winning. In my heart, I no longer believe that I have a realistic path to electoral victory in the face of this relentless systematic censorship and media control. So I cannot in good conscience ask my staff and volunteers to keep working their long hours or ask my donors to keep giving when I cannot honestly tell them that I have a real path to the White House.
I think that for the kind of person who ever runs for president, it's got to be devastating to acknowledge you can't win. I mean, you know, as sort of outsiders, you say, well, you know, you never had a chance. I mean, come on. But the kind of arrogance or confidence or self-esteem or, you know, fantasy thinking that you have to think that you can be president, you know, it takes a certain kind of person. Not always the kind of person that just looks objectively at the facts and says, but the kind of person that's like, I don't care, I can make it, you know, and sometimes they do. And for a person, especially like RFK Jr., you know, JFK's nephew and, Bobby Kennedy's son, obviously, to go through this process and, you know, your whole life to think that, you know, maybe someday, because I'm a Kennedy, right? And then to get yourself in a position and to really try and to raise money and to and you've got to always talk other people into believing in you too, right? So you've got to believe it yourself, because it's not very convincing if you're not sure and you try to tell them you're like all of the things. And then to suddenly come to a place where you're like, yeah, I can't do it. Can't be done. Right. That's challenging. So I always admire people who run for office. It's something I don't think I could do, honestly. People are always asking me to run for office. I'm like, I don't know. I just can't do it. Or am unwilling to do it. And they're like, well, then how do good people ever get? I know. I hear you. But then once you are in, once you've invested and committed and done all the stuff, and then to call it, it's just got to be devastating for anybody. And so, you know, just thinking about that a little bit this morning with RFK Jr. not dropping out, by the way, suspending. And he's going to explain this. It's actually kind of interesting what he really did.
Oh, I want everyone to know that I am not terminating my campaign. I am simply suspending it. And not ending it. My name will remain on the ballot in most states. If you live in a blue state, you can vote for me without harming or helping President Trump or Vice President Harris. In red states, the same will apply. I encourage you to vote for me. And if enough of you do vote for me, and neither of the major party candidates win 270 votes, which is quite possible. In fact, today our polling shows them tying at 269 to 269. And I could conceivably still end up in the White House in a contingent election. But
I would say that's a very slim possibility. But maybe his math is right, and maybe there's just enough of, because there are just a couple of states that have wonky electoral college rules, right, that maybe he can pick up enough votes to thwart the 270, and each 269, they lock, and then what do they have to do? Well, you know, it's possible. It seems unlikely to me, but, you know, it's always possible. But he's allowing people to vote in the blue and the red states, right? States that are going to go that way no matter what, no problem.
But in about 10 battleground states where my presence would be a spoiler, I'm going to remove my name. And I've already started that process and urge voters not to vote for me. It's with a sense of victory and not defeat that I'm suspending my campaign activities.
You lost me on that one. I can't see how it's victory and not defeat to suspend a campaign. But still, I actually respect this decision because he doesn't want to be a spoiler. He doesn't want to do the Perot thing. You know, he doesn't want to throw off the election just enough to help the wrong person win. And as he began this speech on Friday with an extensive list of the things that the Democratic Party has done to abandon their principles, everything from hiding Biden to barely showing you who Kamala is and putting on this production and not having her do interviews and not having any votes that she's ever won to actually be the, I mean, all of it. Like, just, it's unbelievable what the Democratic Party has done with Kamala Harris and what they clearly intend to do based on the DNC through the rest of this campaign season. I'm actually almost amazed that she's doing debates. You know, I think their strategy would almost be no debates, no interviews, and hope nobody notices. And, you know, hit on Trump so hard and don't say anything true about her and just hope that nobody realizes this before the election. Now, I think that part of his critique is 100% on target. He's not saying vote for Trump because of that so much, although that's a big part of it. He's actually had a whole different slice of rationale for why he wants people to support Trump in the battleground states. I'll explain that in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Seeing some slowdowns right now if you're traveling I-10 eastbound, even from the 9 Mile exit going all the way past Pine Forest. Going to see some major delays if you're trying to get on I-10 eastbound. This is about a 15, I'd say more of a 25-minute delay, considering not traffic hasn't moved that much. Other than that, everything else is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide, you know, what is the right time? When are interest rates going to shift? What about the changes in the way the commissions work? What about the market? Is the market better or worse? And what price range and what location? Because, you know, the market at 400 grand in Cantonment might be different from the market at 700 grand in Cantonment. Likewise in Gulf Breeze, you know, 700 and a million might be very different markets because different kinds of people are doing different kinds of things and maybe they're not all operating the same because we tend to think like the market's a thing. Well, the market is not a thing. The market is a lot of things. A lot of price ranges, a lot of locations, and so you want somebody who really understands all of that nuance. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, that's those people. That's what they do all the time as they think about this nonstop. And they help people get their homes sold, and they help people buy homes. 175 homes sold last year, which is frankly amazing. And when it was easy to sell, they were selling a ton. And when it was not as easy to sell, they were selling a ton. You know, because they understand how to do this extraordinarily well. If you want personal service, it's really going to produce a great result. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158. So back to RFK Jr. just briefly to give you kind of the other slice, because he says the Democratic Party has left him and his family, has become the party of war, the party of money, the party of the big pharma, the party of interventionism, the party of non-democratic values now in the picking of Kamala Harris. But also, he thinks that there's this big issue. And the big issue is chronic disease. The big issue is sick children, obese children, ADHD, diabetes, autism, you know, all of these things that are plaguing us like they have never plagued anybody before and like they do not necessarily plague every other nation around the world. And he says that's his issue. That's the thing that really bothers him.
I got involved with chronic disease 20 years ago, not because I chose to or wanted to. It was essentially thrust upon me. It was an issue that should have been central to the environmental movement. I was a central leader at that time, but it was widely ignored by all the institutions, including the NGOs, who should have been protecting our kids against toxins. It was an orphaned issue, and I had a weakness for orphans. I watched generations of children get sicker and sicker. I had 11 siblings and I had 7 kids myself. I was conscious of what was happening in their classrooms and to their friends. And I watched these sick kids, these damaged kids. In that generation, almost all of them are damaged. And nobody in power seemed to care or to even notice. For 19 years, I prayed every morning that God would put me in a position to end this calamity.
And I think that's the main reason that he ran. And what he's discovered is that between the collusion of the media with the DNC, the collusion of the DNC against other candidates, and the unwillingness for anybody to address this issue. And he says he sat down with Trump and talked with him and talked with his kids, and he thinks he's got a place in the Trump administration, whether as a voice or as an actual appointee, to make a difference over these kinds of things. I'm not saying that Trump's going to make him Surgeon General or anything, or promote him, you know, put him at the head of the FDA, but, you know, he says this is the stuff that he cares about.
Chronic disease crisis was one of the primary reasons for my running for president, along with ending censorship in the Ukraine war. It's the reason I've made the heart-wrenching decision to suspend my campaign and to support President Trump. This decision is agonizing for me because of the difficulties it causes my wife and my children and my friends. But I have the certainty that this is what I've meant to do. And that certainty gives me internal peace, even in storms. If I'm given the chance to fix the chronic disease crisis and reform our food production, I promise that within 2 years, we will watch chronic disease burden lift dramatically. We will make Americans healthy again. Within 4 years, America will be a healthy country. We will be stronger, more resilient, more optimistic, and happier. I won't fail in doing this.
I mean, this is quite a promise. Through what level of intervention, through what level of regulation or prohibition? I mean, are we going to get rid of all the bacon, the salami, and the hot dogs? Like, you know, I mean, what's the practical way you're... Because that's what he thinks is processed meat and toxins and, you know, pollution. And it's quite a swing. You know, if you can claim that you can do this in 2 years or 4 years or heck, a decade would, you know, be pretty amazing. But, you know, he talked extensively about, like, why are we so obese? You know, poor nutrition and eating things that are poisonous to us. And, you know, it's almost like we're being cultivated as a marketplace for Ozempic and all of the others. And that's trillions of dollars, you know, at stake potentially for these companies. And he says, oh, my God, we're going entirely the wrong way on all of this stuff. Instead of just eating healthy, which sounded to me a lot like Michelle Obama when she was in office and her whole Let's Move campaign and, you know, trying to get kids to be active and eat apples, which is a kind of a reductionist version of what she did. But, you know, we made fun of her because of some of her ways of doing it. But you can't disagree with the goal. I mean, the goal of getting kids to eat, you know, decent food and get exercise and proper nutrition, and adults too. I mean, who would argue with that? Of course, what that means, and then does the government intervene and prohibit you from it? I mean, like, you know, you have these old stories about, and even through this day, is that we created nutritional programs that require a kid to get three different items, and then they have to give them an apple, and then the apples get thrown out. You know, like that kind of problem. Okay, how do you get people to actually do the behavior? And I'm interested to hear what his plan is if Trump gets elected and if he has influence on it. But, you know, the goal of getting people to be healthier and therefore to be happier and to have less chemical imbalance and to need less psychotherapy and to need less drugs and to need less physical help and to die less often because of things like COVID because they don't have comorbidities. I mean, who can be against any of that if it works, right? Which, is, of course, is the goal. And even he says, I don't even know if I can trust Trump, but it's worth the gamble.
President Trump has told me that he wants this to be his legacy. I'm choosing to believe that this time he will follow through. His son, his biggest donors, his closest friends, and all support this objective. My joining the Trump campaign will be a difficult sacrifice for my wife and children, but worthwhile if there's even a small chance of saving these kids. Ultimately, the only thing that will save our country...
We'll see. We'll see. 7:24 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, 437-1620. If you have thoughts about RFK Jr. dropping out, share them with me, 437-1620. You know, Peden, if you need anything that's in the heating, air conditioning, plumbing, or electrical realm, they do all of that stuff. They've been around for 55 years, right? They will take care of you very well. They've been, you know, in this Gulf Coast area for forever, expanding. They started in Panama City. They've been in Ellison Field in Pensacola for a long, long, long time. They've gone all the way east to Tallahassee, so the whole central time zone. And now, in the last couple of years, they've been expanding west even farther past Escambia County. They've gone into Baldwin County last year, and this year they've gone into Mobile. And so they're all along the Gulf Coast. So if you need professional help, high quality service that they're going to stand by, 100% satisfaction guarantee, and, you know, do it professionally. Those are the folks to call. And right now, as they're celebrating their 55th anniversary, there's no service fee with the air conditioning repairs and $55 off repairs, okay? So there's no service fee, and you get $55 off if you have to replace, because sometimes repair is sometimes replace, $555 off the full system replacement. And inspections right now are just $55. So 55 is the number you got to remember. $55 off repairs, $555 off a system replacement, $55 air conditioning inspections going on right now at Peden. Find out more or schedule an appointment at Peden, PEADEN.com. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
And we're still seeing that backup on I-10 all the way back to Nine Mile Road. So if you're trying to get on I-10, either at the Pine Forest exit or Highway 29, you're going to see major delays there. I'd say about a 30-minute delay due to the fact that traffic's just not moving and it just keeps backing up on 9 Mile. So definitely take a different route there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
In an ever-changing world, it's important to know that God never changes. Governments change, interest rates change, the seasons change, relationships and even stoplights change. But the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It says in the book of James that in God there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Malachi 3:6, God says, "I am the Lord, I change not." The God that parted the Red Sea for Moses and the children of Israel to walk on dry land is the same God who can provide a way of escape from your trial. The God who dropped manna from heaven can provide heavenly nourishment for you today. In a world full of changes, rejoice in the fact that Jesus never changes.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Why service your firearms?
Well, here's why.
Regular cleaning and maintenance isn't just about keeping your firearm accurate. It's about ensuring they operate reliably when you need them most. When it comes to firearms, Jim's is the trusted choice. They consistently deliver top-notch service to keep your guns in peak condition. So swing by Jim's Firearms and discover why they're the industry's go-to experts. Stay safe. Stay accurate. Visit Jim's Firearms today.
Located at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS, or online at jimsfirearms.net.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I have a very bad feeling about this.
Good morning, 728 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. A free expression policy being enacted for Rutgers University's three New Jersey campuses. A new protest policy requires an application for a permit to be completed 3 days prior to a protest and prohibits any encampments. The Russian Foreign Ministry calling for the release of the CEO of Telegram that's being detained currently in France. Telegram founder and CEO Pavel Durov was on his private jet at an airport near Paris when he was arrested over the weekend. Authorities believe a lack of moderators is allowing criminal activity on Telegram. And apparently Justin and Hailey Bieber have had their baby boy. Andrew, I knew you were worried about this one.
Oh, man, I've been following Twitter all the time.
I'm on
Instagram and Twitter back and forth, just to see what. Go ahead. So what happened?
Well, so
I'm obviously not paying good enough attention.
Justin and Haley have introduced Jack Blues Bieber to the world. Apparently, that's the name. Jack Blues Bieber. He is their first child.
Okay. I mean, you know, okay. Cool. Congratulations. They're married, right?
I'm not. I don't know.
She's Hailey Bieber, so we're good.
Yeah, they might be.
All good. Congratulations. They got a healthy baby boy. Yay. The world's better. I'll take it. David, thanks so much for the update. 7:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Come up in a moment. A couple of interesting things I've been wanting to share with you. Airport experiences. Things that, you know, I don't travel that often. I travel a lot. I don't fly that often. And saw some things at the airport that, let's just say, bear commenting on. Some good and some other when we come back.
News. I'm Gianna Delosi. The U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman is in Israel after an Israeli naval soldier was killed in a rocket fire with Hezbollah following Israel's strikes in Lebanon.
Joint Chiefs chairman C.Q. Brown is in Israel today for meetings. He will speak privately with Israel's defense minister Yoav Gallant, I'm told. The top U.S. general's visit comes with American assets spread throughout the region to deter Iran and its proxies from further attacks.
That's Fox's Trey Yings. Today marks the third anniversary of the suicide bombing attack that killed 13 U.S. service members at Abbey Gate during the Afghanistan withdrawal.
The entire Democrat Party was at the DNC last week, and not a single one even said the word Afghanistan, which is just a slap in the face.
That is Florida Congressman Michael Waltz on Fox and Friends. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies, a beautiful morning, and it is 75 degrees in Pensacola. Starting out, we do have a listener report that police and crime scene units are currently at the scene at the railroad tracks on W Street this morning. There's a report that the area is taped off. Something's being blocked with a sheet. Again, we don't have a whole lot of information on this. But right now, it does not look like traffic is being blocked there. But this is over at W Street at the railroad tracks. So we'll let you know as soon as we learn any more about that today. Former Okaloosa County Deputy Eddie Duran is now charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of senior airman Roger Fortson last May. The charges announced by the state attorney's office on Friday.
I think that the state attorney made as fair a decision as they possibly could. And perhaps the word fair is not even the best word. I think they made the right decision based on the incident that took place.
That is Okaloosa County NAACP President Sabu Williams, and he says even though it took several months, they do understand that this process takes time. The shooting happened in early May when the former deputy responded to a reported disturbance. Fortson opened his apartment door with a handgun pointed at the floor. Duran fired several times, killing Fortson. Duran is reportedly not yet in custody, but there is a warrant out for him. If he's convicted, he could face 30 years in prison. Pensacola police investigating a hit and run that left a man injured at the entrance to the Creighton Road Walmart store last night. Officers reported to that scene at 8:15. The vehicle had left the scene at the time, and witnesses described the suspect vehicle as a white Toyota sedan, which would have front end damage. If you have any information, you are asked to contact the Pensacola Police Department or call Crime Stoppers. A woman dead and a man injured after a stabbing near a drug house in Escambia County. That happened at Talladega Trail on Sunday morning. Deputies say the call initially was sent out as a shots fired call, but then they found two victims with stab wounds at the scene. The woman died. The man was taken to the hospital in critical condition. There's currently no word on what led up to that stabbing or any suspects in the case. Looks like two NASA astronauts stuck at the International Space Station won't be coming home until February. This comes as the Starliner capsule's been plagued by issues like helium leaks and thruster problems.
As we got more and more data over the summer and understood the uncertainty of that data, it became very clear to us that the best course of action was to return Starliner uncrewed.
That's NASA's Steve Stitch, and he says they reached that decision after a few months of testing. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams will now return on a SpaceX capsule in February. Starliner returning uncrewed. They're going to attempt a landing in New Mexico. The recounts are over in Okaloosa County. The county supervisor of elections says Sherry Cox won the Okaloosa District 3 County Commissioner primary by only 14 votes. The county was mandated to do a recount. They were sent back through the machine, and 3,500 ballots were counted by hand. It is 7:35 now at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Still no accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling I-10 eastbound, trying to get on to I-10 eastbound around 9 Mile exit, get it on and get off, you're seeing some major delays going eastbound. And that stretches all the way down past Pine Forest Road, but it's not affecting Highway 29 at all. So you might want to plan around that because that's about a 30-minute delay. But I do see traffic is moving just a little bit. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Well, thank you very much, John. Appreciate that update. And right now we do have 75 degrees in Pensacola. It is 76 in Gulf Breeze, and we've got 75 in Milton. Let's get a look at our market report this morning.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Walmart and other big box retailers are using artificial intelligence to study how extreme weather events may impact important warehouse and delivery routes. Extreme heat has been a major issue for delivery workers, with Amazon and partners adjusting routes based on heat by more than 96 million minutes in 2023. Ride-hailing platform Uber has been fined $324 million in the Netherlands for sending the personal data of European taxi drivers to the United States, which is in violations of EU rules. Dutch data protection watchdog DPA said Uber has stopped the practice. The investigation was triggered by a complaint from French taxi drivers. Futures are mixed after the Fed signaled that rate cuts are imminent. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 462, the NASDAQ up 258, and the S&P 500 up 63. That's your money now.
And it is 7:36, our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Welcome to the heart of farming season, brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, and through their products and services, they want people to feel connected to the land, to their work, and to one another. Parrish has everything from agricultural tools and resources to construction equipment, including rental solutions. With Kubota as their premier brand, they offer Kubota L-Series tractors, mowers, hay equipment, and more. Parrish Tractor, more than a tractor store. They're located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
News Radio Pensacola is the best place to reach informative, local, and dependable listeners. But did you know you can reach sports fanatics on one of our family of radio stations, ESPN Pensacola? It's our area's top place to reach sports fans.
Hi, my name is Camille Hoskins, sales consultant with Marine Max. To reach area sports enthusiasts, I recommend advertising with ESPN Radio 99.1 FM and 1330 AM.
To have your business reach sports fans today, call 850-262-6000.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
On Blue Angel Parkway, the intersection of Blue Angel and Grand Bahama Drive, that particular intersection has warranted a traffic signal. If you go through there or if you live in the Grand Bahama subdivision, you know that it's very difficult to get out of there. So DOT will be looking at that beginning this fall, and they have a pot of money for these type of upgrades, and they're going to work that into their schedule and get that signal going fairly quickly.
That's kind of good news. I mean, if you've driven through that area, that's at Liberty Church. That's across the road. It's the apartments and lots of homes and apartments that are behind there, maybe about 100, something like that. Makes perfect sense that would need to be a light. So that's something Chris Phillips, the traffic guy for Escambia County, talking about this. This is back from that town hall that Jeff Bergosh did in Perdido Key about 2 weeks or so ago, but I hadn't had a chance to announce some of these things. And I thought they were all kind of interesting announcements from Chris.
If you travel up Blue Angel Parkway, when you get up to the very north, there's a really sharp curve, and it's fairly dark right there. So DOT has a lighting project there in 2026 to light that corner to help folks. Apparently, there are a lot of lane departures due to the sharp curve in the dark. So you can expect that further in 2026.
And that's that bend, you know, when Blue Angel goes north and then it kind of bends suddenly to the right and then eventually become Longleaf. So they're saying that they're going to work on making that a little bit safer intersection. Then Perdido Key Drive, one of the things that they're thinking about is how to make pedestrian crossing areas safer.
So we all know that we have the lighted crosswalks. You press the button, they start flashing. But in the noon Florida sun in July, it's pretty hard to see. And we have this big, wide expanse of road that DOT did for us before they gave it to us. Mm-hmm. Gave it to us. So that encourages people to speed. We did a speed study. 85th percentile of motorists are doing about 45 miles an hour. But that doesn't help us too much at these crosswalks. So what we're looking at, just kind of in the infant stages of that, is to put a very small planter island in the middle of the road, and you're thinking, well, that's dumb. Well, what we can do is we can take that 17 foot wide, the 12 foot lane plus the 5 foot shoulder, and if we can compress that down to, let's say, 13 feet wide, that will slow people down. They will see that as a visual cue. Here is a pedestrian crosswalk. I'm gonna slow down, and without doing a whole lot of massive reconstruction, just putting a visual cue in there.
Kind of like putting planters in the median or something, and which makes perfect sense. You know, it's funny the way, I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but if you've ever driven in a foreign country, part of what's so stressful about it is that everything feels wrong. Right? The houses are wrong. The shop fronts are wrong. The signs are wrong. The street markings are wrong. The car types are wrong. Everything's wrong. Plus, it might be in a foreign language. And so you drive scared most of the time when you're getting used to it because everything is so off. Well, the idea of traffic calming, you know, when they talk about like road diets, is that principle. How can we make it feel a little more wrong to people so that they slow down and drive more safely? Well, that's why you have, you put in the shifting of the lanes and the stuff you see on Cervantes, it doesn't always work, but the concept of it anyway is to do that. The what is that word? It's a French word. I just can't think of it right now. The one where they move the traffic, chicanes. And, you know, putting planters in, putting trees in, putting visual disruptions in, having the cars parked on the street, you know, makes you feel less safe. You don't speed through areas where there's lots of cars. Anyway, so I think it's the same basic principle here is if you can put, and I hate to say this, but not a roundabout, but something in the way that makes you pay attention and makes you feel like I just can't go zipping through here quite as fast as I could before. That's what they're talking about. In fact, he even mentioned that, you know, when they're working on a road that doesn't have anything like that and they want to just get cars to slow down, they just stick a cone in the middle of the road.
Folks that work on the traffic signals, sometimes to slow people down, they will put a single cone in the middle of the road, and people see that and they automatically slow down. Yeah. So we're going to look at a lot of different alternatives there versus lowering the speed limit maybe for everybody through this corridor.
By the way, he's not proposing they put traffic cones in the middle of the road, but he's proposing that the concept is if you interrupt people's vision a little bit with something like that, then they behave differently. Other than, because the question I think had been, you know, should we reduce the speed? Well, that doesn't work. I mean, that does, just what's the point? People don't drive based on the speed limit primarily. They drive based on what they feel comfortable doing. And so you have to change the level of comfort if you want to change the drive. That's why the mismatched speeds are always such a problem. That's why when you're driving on 3 Mile Bridge and it says 45 and you're like, but 80, because your brain knows that that same road on I-10, same exact bridge design, you can go 80. I mean, you're supposed to go 70, but nobody goes, right? You know, it's the same basic principle. 437-1620. Oh, I mentioned I'd talk about the airport a little bit. A couple of things about the airport. One, coming back, I did have a chance to experience a couple of things. One is I don't travel often enough, so sometimes I see things that are new, even though they're not new. You know, they're new to me. And I don't know, in the baggage claim area at the airport, I love that we have a Blue Angel there that you can take pictures in. And I mean, what a great promotional item. And then, of course, the Blue Angels up above. That's very cool. And the promotion for the museum and the Visit Pensacola and just all of that. So that's smart. I mean, that's really cool. That's a cool little thing to have at the Pensacola airport, you know. And I almost wish it weren't quite so much backseat middle on the hump placement. I wish it were a little bit more prominent. But still, I love that. I love that. Second thing, I did get a chance to try out the new exit lane. Remember Mayor Reeves was talking about this with us, where they've put in, instead of what you used to do, is you would walk through this kind of weird, windy hallway to the left, and then you make a right, and then you make another right, and you pass the kind of wall art of the Blue Angels that's just more silhouettes than art, really, and then eventually you come out where the TSA line is. Well, they've closed that, and now what they've got is you walk through a series of kind of glass doors and gates that open as you're walking through them. And the only way I can describe it to you is, if you haven't done it yet, it feels very much... It feels like you're going through, you know, three turnstiles at the subway with glass doors and barricades, but it feels like they should have equipped you with a shoe phone. And Agent 99 is going to be on the other side waiting for you. Now, for those of you who are a little bit younger, you probably don't know the show or the music, and that's fine. But for those who are of a certain age, John, now you know what it feels like. Have you been to the airport since they've had this in place?
Yes, I have.
Am I right about that comparison?
You are right, because the glass swings open, and then there's this, like, I felt like I was going through an X-ray machine or something.
Yes, on the way out, right.
Right. And then all of a sudden, the door swinging.
Everything's wide open. Yeah. And the only thing I wonder about, and I'm sure there's not an issue, I just don't know, is I think about moms or dads, I suppose, you know, with the stroller and a couple of kids in tow.
Right.
How does it work for the, like, gypsy caravan of travelers, you know, which every parent experiences? I'm sure it's fine. I just don't know the answer, because I've experienced it as an individual with, you know, one piece of, you know, carry-on luggage, basically.
But I really liked it, instead of going through that dark hallway.
Yep,
and
yep, I agree. It's very nice.
It's like a half a horseshoe.
That's right.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Yeah, I agree. It was. And also, you kind of wonder, like, how is this secure? 437. The new one is secure, because you can't go back.
No.
747 here on News Radio 92.3. One other observation about the airport in just a second. John's got traffic on the fives.
Oh, well, let's see here. We're still dealing with the accident that there's an accident on I-10 westbound that's causing I-10 eastbound to back up all the way over to the 9 Mile exit through the Pine Forest, and having a hard time. It's about a 30-minute delay from 9 Mile past Pine Forest on I-10 eastbound. So just pack your patience with that one. Let's see here. Gregory in front of the Meguiar's. There's a fire truck in the right-hand lane. So just be aware of that. And also a small incident happened. Where was it? Past the railroad tracks on W Street. Right lane block going north due to an accident. But there's no driving impact north or south. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
By the way, we call that little device the broadcaster's tongue jiggle. Where is it? How can I create a little non-silence, non-content? Well, I'll just make a funky noise. I like it, though. I do. Hey, I'll get back to the airport in just a second. Do want to let you know, if you are thinking about a career change, thinking about, you know, I don't know, just picking up some personal enrichment, because there's all kinds of things that PSC provides like that. Or if you are a high school student and you would like to get ahead a little bit on college and get some experience of college and get some credits for college, dual enrollment, which, by the way, is free. There's no cost to dual enroll at PSC, and you get the books are paid for and everything. And I'm just telling you, we are now in our third kid going through PSC, And it is a fantastic opportunity because both of my older boys, they are basically in university with a year and a half of college credit because they were dual enrolled as high school homeschool students at PSC. So they would take PSC classes. They would get home, you know, high school credit, and they would also get college credit, the transfers, because PSC works, you know, hand in glove with UWF very, very well. It's just a great resource. Great resource. Plus, you know, again, for homeschoolers, it's a good chance for them to get some classroom experience that they might not have had as much of. And so before they get thrown into the deep end at university, you know, they kind of have the state college, the junior college, you know, community college experience that PSC does. And the teachers who are there to teach and just all of it. Fantastic resource. Pensacola campus, Warrington, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu. I promised that I would mention one other thing about the airport, and this is a bad one. This is a negative. I put the video up on Facebook. There's no other way to say this nicely, but all the trees are gone. They're all gone. We knew this was coming. We knew it was coming. We knew it's not a surprise. The ST, you know, buildings 3 and 4, they had to clear out all those oaks or heritage oaks or whatever they were, those beautiful trees that were there for a long time that you weren't allowed to go to anymore because they had it closed off. But, you know, the oaks around all the houses that used to be there on the north, on the west side, on 12th Avenue, okay? Or I guess it's 12th there, yeah. I was thinking Tippin. But, and then there's a couple of buildings that are still intact and a couple of handful of trees. And then there's that storage unit north of those, still south of Langley, that has also been completely razed and all the trees there. And the new parking lot that they, you know, the grassy knoll that had been used, well, that's being paved, and all the trees north of that have all been removed too. So three totally, I mean, semi-connected but different areas where you felt like it used to be loads of trees on the east side of 12th Avenue, and now it feels like there's three. And it just, it's ugly. It's awful. It's ugly. And the reason I mention this is because you might see it. I am going to talk to the mayor a little bit about, you know, the tree removal and, you know, some of the what that all means. I know you have to tear down trees to build stuff. I mean, you know, my house used to be trees. Your house used to be trees. The strip mall used to be trees. I get it. And that's just reality. OK, and we knew these projects were coming, and the SD project, fingers crossed, we'll still employ a lot of people. It's a good project. The expansion of the parking is important until we get a parking garage built and all that. I guess in my brain, what I was hoping, and maybe this is naive, maybe it's irrational, maybe I'm not being fair. I had hoped it would be more like, you know, when Ascension Sacred Heart built their facility down what is the cross street there? Down, it's just like one block to the south, basically. Marketplace, is that right? I think that's the name of it. Anyway, they kept trees on the 12th Avenue side. They took out all the trees elsewhere, you know, on the other side, but they kept them on the 12th Avenue side. And that was a really nice concession. You know, that was a really nice, hey, we know these trees are valuable and let's keep them. Same thing at Baptist. You know, Baptist tore out a ton of trees when they put their new hospital in, but they kept two significant groves as actually part of their design. And I guess, naively, I was hoping that the SD project wouldn't mean clear cutting. But it's clear cutting. John, you've seen it, right? Would you agree? It's just,
yes.
I mean, it's,
yeah, for
like
sure.
We turned a forest into a desert.
Yes, we did.
And it's just ugly. All you can say about it. Now, does it mean it shouldn't have happened? I don't know. And by the way, you know, it's okay to decide that something is a good thing to do and then still be sad about what it costs. That's life, okay? It's okay to have a bit of progress with development and some deforestation and then to, you know, say, well, that sucks. You know, even if it's a good decision. It's just because you get used to having a thing and you take it for granted and you like it. And then if you appreciate the greenery and then when it's gone, you're like. But, of course, it was all greenery at one time, right? 753 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
More than 1 in 3 American adults have prediabetes, yet 80% don't know that they have it. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County will begin a national diabetes prevention class on August 27th at no cost to you to assist residents in making healthy lifestyle changes. People with prediabetes are at higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. But that risk can be reversed by choosing a healthy diet and increasing physical activity. Call 850-564-2249 for additional information on upcoming classes.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh,
I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Take off, you loser.
You take off, you numb.
Okay.
.755 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives, you hoser.
Oh, thank you. Wow, I got a compliment today. Oh, wait a second. Okay, I-10 eastbound. If you're at the 9 Mile exit trying to get on I-10 eastbound, headed toward Pine Forest and then eventually Highway 29, so on and so forth. You're going to be in a major delay. I'm thinking 30 minutes. There's a crash on I-10 westbound, but it's causing the eastbound delays. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Take off, eh?
Hey.
I hadn't watched that movie in so long. It's so terrible. It's a really terrible movie. Strange Brew, but it's got a lot of funny lines in it. A lot of good quotables. Oh, somebody texted in a great idea. They said, what if... when we finally do get these buildings up, what if they put up, made them art? What if they put up big murals on them, including maybe the possibility of making them look like parks at a distance? What if you painted them like trees?
That's a good idea.
I mean, there's, you know, I am a huge fan of street art, not of the on the street art, but of the building, like murals, because you can do so many interesting things. And it doesn't, you know, it could be something weird and wild. I mean, you know, ST has really got an opportunity to do some interesting stuff with their building because that's giant, you know, canvas, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know, you know, but I could see something. That'd be kind of cool. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The death of a woman at a famous Nevada arts festival is now under investigation. A woman was found responsive at the first day of the Burning Man festival. So far, not a lot of information being released on that. And the White House says President Biden is monitoring developments after Israel and Hezbollah traded military strikes. National Security Council spokesperson said the U.S. continues to support Israel's right to defend itself as talks of the potential ceasefire continue.
All right. Very good, David. I appreciate the update. And yeah, just for one more second to think about it. I think sometimes the challenge that we have, whether as corporations or as government, is just kind of a lack of imagination, you know, a lack of creativity. I still cannot believe that ECUA was going to paint over the Blue Angels stuff and just repaint it ECUA. Like, I still... how does that happen? Well, it didn't happen because you guys stepped up and we had a part to play in that and made sure. But I still think that when I look at all the other blank water towers, because if you go to other places my wife and I go travel a lot and we bike around a lot and we see a lot of, like, for example, water towers. And what you see is a lot of XYZ water company. You know, and what we also see is turtles and American flags and, you know, interesting things. And even sometimes it's just colors that are interesting. And I always think, man, when you got a big old space to work with, like the side of a building, I think of the SCI building downtown. What fabulous stuff could be done on the side of that blank cream wall, you know, that would be interesting to see all the time. And likewise, when they're going to put up these, you know, you replace trees with these big buildings, at least put up something that's not just a blank building in their place.